When we were sailors, we had four songs. One for the girls in the harbor towns, two for the weather, and three for the night watch, four for the rum that washed it all down. You can't change the wind, only change the sand. After the singing, we would sail on. Soldiers, we had four dreams. One for the flashing bombs and terrified scenes. Two for the stretchers, three for the marches, four for our sweethearts where our homes had been. Some of us made it home, some went down alone. After the dreaming, we would fight on. When we were magicians, we had four fires. One for the transforming of desire, two for the cleansing, and three for the healing, four for petitioning the heavenly choir. We made rings of stone to be remembered alone after the fires had cooled down. When we were children, we had four cups. One for the songs our parents taught us. Two to hold the wishes, three to hold the marbles, four for the seasons that came on us. Through field and street, we played hide and seek. After that childhood, we would play on. We had four kings. One who wore his hair down in golden rings. Two who went to war. Three who were murdered. Four who claimed to rule over everything. And though they bend the green, they could not see the queen. After the kingdom, we were free men. When we were troubadours, we had four songs. One for the legends we were handed down. Two for the heroes, three for the dancers, four for the stories we passed on. We walked together a time down these roads of rhyme. After the singing, we would move on.
Okay, well, that didn't feel too horrible. We're getting there. Okay, good. I want to thank the festival for actually offering me this slot this morning. I know it seems awful early. Maybe not to you folks. It probably maybe seems more early to me than to any of you. I'm not really a morning guy, as some of you may know. I'm barely even an early afternoon guy, in fact. But originally, I was scheduled to play later today, and as it turns out, I have to catch a plane to New York City, to Newark Airport later today, and pretend to be Bob Dylan at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at a vineyard in upstate New York. So, They rescheduled. What are you looking at? History of Florida, let's go back 12,000 years, when the land was roamed by mastodons, mammoths, and short-faced bears. The sea was 100 feet lower than the coast, 70 miles further out. Survival depended on finding fresh water for the first few people coming south. And the Ocala River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding from human hands. The horses and the camels and the bisons moved on. The saber-toothed cats all died, along with the glyptodonts and the giant toad sloth, when the first few people arrived. For the only fresh water was in limestone holes and ravines down in the ground. And the human beings with their sharp-tipped spears were always hanging around. And the Ocala River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding from human hands. The land grew warmer, the water rose, the ice age came to an end. Rivers flowed over the limestone holes, warm was the winter rain. Everything that survived adapted. The river of grass was born. Mosquitoes and gators found it to be an excellent hunting ground. 12,000 years later, and what have we learned? The saber-toothed cat's all gone. Blue herons, chameleons, and plastic flamingos are drinking at the country club pond. Development harvests the river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns. And the Ocala River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding from human hands. Ocala River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it's hiding from human hands. I had a glimpse of my future yesterday. You know, you always think your future is going to be something fantastic and really spectacular, you know, like you have a dream you're going to Venus or Mars or something. I had a glimpse of my future yesterday afternoon. It was watching a young mother chase her little daughter across the grass. The girl was probably about 2.5, 3 years old and was running across the grass with her arms up like this, squealing, going, basically, you can't catch me, mommy. and the mother was about 50 yards behind carrying a bunch of stuff, you know, that was sort of slowly dropping away from her as she was running after her daughter and trying to keep up. And I looked and I said, yep, that's me in about a year. I have a year and a half old daughter. One of the things I always think about kids is one of the same things I think about dogs and cats, is you can't fault them for being what they are, you know? You can't fault a kid for running away. That's what kids do. You can't fault a dog for all the things dogs do. They're dogs. So this song's kind of like my pinhead version of Human Nature, but I always wonder where it starts. For me, this song started setting up a PA one night in a club, or several nights in a club, and watching the kids come over while their parents were having coffee and dessert. And the 3-4-year-old girls would stand in front of the stage and start to boogie in time, dance to the guitar. And the 3- and 4-year-old boys would fold their arms across their chest and step back and watch. I thought, when does this start, you know? Well, a snake, he loves to slither. A cow is born to moo. A porcupine to quiver. And the morning loves the dew. The world loves its balance as a gambler loves a chance. And all the boys love watching when the little girls love to dance. There's always a bigger fish and more than meets the ear. A fool born every minute, maybe this one right here. The world loves its balance, and without a second glance, it sets the wheels in motion when the little girls love to dance. There was a man in my hometown one day said to me, don't I remember when you were just sitting on my knee? With your cowboy hat and pistols, your head all full of plans. I stole your guns, said stick 'em up, you threw up both your hands. The piano loves a tuning, the choir an organ chord, the good night a cathedral, and a well-tempered sword. The world loves its balance as psychics love a trance, and all the lights shine brighter when the little girls love to dance. There was a man in my hometown one day said to me, don't I remember when you were just sitting on my knee? With your cowboy hat and your pistols, your head all full of plans. I stole your guns, said stick 'em up, you threw up both your hands. Oh, the mime loves a silence, the actor a curtain call. The trees live to lose their leaves when summer turns to fall. The world loves its balance as surfers love their tans. And all the bands play better when the little girls love to dance. That was fun. We should play that one again. Got a new verse to Swanee River this morning. I didn't write this. Actually, the gentleman who wrote this didn't tell me his name. Or he's probably somebody that I know, but he handed it to me and while I was still drinking my first cup of coffee. Let's see. Way down where the water's getting lower, where does it go? Way down to wasteful use in Broward, that's where the water flows. If this causes consternation, trouble through and through, it's time to use some conservation, that's what the old folks would do.
Not bad.
We should set up the Suwannee River Rewrite web ring or something, you know, and let everybody write a verse. Like Wikipedia, see if we could get a couple hundred verses. Anything but longing for that old plantation would work for me, I think.
All right, gonna do a request here.
I was leaving the campsite I was at last night for a jam session when a gentleman with a long gray beard and hat and sunglasses on, and I'm talking about 3:30 in the morning, looked up at me and waved his beer can at me and said, "Y'all gonna play that song tomorrow morning? I'll be there if you do." And I immediately wondered how he would know if I did and if he would come or not if I didn't. But just in case, I got to hedge my bets here. So I apologize to you folks in advance. You might want to go get a beer during this one. But here we go. On the other hand, this is a sing-along. The aliens came in business suits, that's why nobody knew. Perfect haircuts looking smooth, just like me and you. They looked so much like they belonged, nobody looked their way. The aliens came in business suits, business suits, business suits. The aliens came in business suits. That's your part. It was a fateful day. The aliens came in business suits, we thought they were our friends. Short haircuts, white shirts and ties, the women and the men. They said business is our business, that's how they defined their ground. The aliens came in business suits, business suits, business suits. The aliens came in business suits and took no money down. The aliens had an election, they elected one of their own. Nobody voted for him, but everybody took him home. He did look good on camera, had a kind of handsome face. The aliens came in business suits, come on, business suits, business suits. The aliens came in business suits and took every parking space. The aliens came in business suits and they invented megatons. They divided the whole world up in half, and to each half they gave one. And they said, "Now you just watch yourselves, or there'll be nothing left but bugs." The aliens came in business suits, come on, business suits, business suits. The aliens came in business suits. It was like some ugly drug. '60s, man. Oh. this should have been the theme song for the Da Vinci Code movie. Came in business suits and they fooled us all the while. They gave each of us an ID card and put our faces in a file. Well, they looked so much like they belonged, nobody raised a fuss. The aliens came in business suits, business suits, business suits. The aliens came in business suits. The aliens were us. Now. Yesterday, what do you got? 5 minutes?
That was quick.
I guess. Well, I have time to do one more song. Thank you, folks, for coming out. I appreciate you being here so early, and hope I don't stink too bad this time of day for you. Well, now, I was going to do one song, and now I'm not exactly sure what to do here. What's that? Do both. They just gave me a five-minute sign. I don't think I have any songs that are less than 5 minutes long. Yesterday, I played at a memorial service for a really wonderful person, a woman named Connie Messer, who many of you probably knew. Used to do a lot of the food prep at festivals like this, and particularly the South Florida Folk Festival, which is down in the part of the state where we live. Sang that song at her service. I know you folks weren't there because there were only about 3 people there at the time. So I'd like to sing it for you now, and I'd like to invite you to join me. This is a song that I wrote in response to a very specific question. A couple of years ago, we were at one of those teaching conferences in the summertime. And it was the summer 2004, and there were all these instructors for folk music courses there, and we used to get together and talk about what we could do to make the experience better for everybody. And everybody was basically railing about George Bush for the entire time we were all together. And you know, it's probably no secret that I could rail about George Bush too pretty easily. But it seemed to me to be a pointless exercise at the time. And just when I was kind of getting fed up with the whole vibe of it, the director of the Institute said, "We got to put that all aside and get back to what we're really here for." And somebody said, "Well, what's that?" And he said, "Love. That's our common ground. That's why we're here." And that's what this song's called. If money is power, why can't it buy passion? If might is power, why can't it stop these dreams? If truth is power, then truth leads to knowledge, and knowledge to wisdom, and wisdom to peace. But love is the common ground, the place we stand together. Here's the truth I've found. Love is the common ground. And when we teach the children who we are and what we know, we're the ones who must remember each of us is born naked to the boundaries and the fears of our teachers. So let the children teach us to share the warmth of the sun. Love is the common ground. Love is the common ground. The place we stand together. Here's the truth I've found. Here's the truth I've found. Love is the common ground. Try it with me one time. Love is the common ground. The place we stand together. Here's the truth I've found. Love is the common ground. It's not a simple journey. I don't know when we'll meet again. Here's one thing I'll carry with me in memory of you, my friends. Love is the common ground, the place we stand together. Here's the truth I've found. Love is the common ground.
It's Sunday morning and I still can't hear you.
Love is the common ground, the place we stand together. Here's the truth I've found. Love is the common ground. Best of times, it was the worst of times. In my tale of two Americas, one side basking in the glare, self-congratulation everywhere. In my tale of two Americas, and for what cried the other? You reward yourselves like thieves with your guns and your greed. Some thought a military could be used to keep the peace. There were those whose thirst for war would never cease. There are those who say God wants laws based on their religion. In my tale of two Americas,
Now those who say religion is our personal decision, in my tale of two Americas, some dream of a country where they can choose their partners freely and have their love recognized. Some dream of wilderness where wild animals roam free and there's not a single oil well in sight. To America. My tale of two Americas. You can buy up all the TVs, newspapers, and radios. Tell a lie to you, convince yourself it's true. You can spend $1 billion to attack the other guy, hire some writers to report it like it's news. And those who never knew war sent other people's kids to battle, in my tale, in two Americas. They called each other warriors, sat real high in the saddle, in my tale of two Americas. And those who never knew peace looked for someone to attack, but in terror left no child alone. They said to stand against them was an unpatriotic act. Those who say freedom starts at home, right here. Of two Americas. In my tale of two Americas. You can steal 1 million votes, you can fill the air with lies. In the end, you know it's you who's gonna lose. But if I could have one question, I could ask the wise, what kind of future are you gonna choose? It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, in my tale of two Americas. In my tale of two Americas.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, folks. Thank you.